Are you ready to face your fears and embrace your future? Welcome to the Gutsy Boss Podcast with your host, that's me, Becky Mollenkamp.
When you are feeling down or off, having a bad day, or you're just dealing with some sort of challenge or a recurring thought or a frustration or really anything that you want to work your way through, I thought that I would walk you through the basics of how I approach these real experiences as a coach through a feminist lens. And I thought I could do it best by sharing my own story, which just happened to me within the last week. I journaled and walked myself through my own coaching process and had the joy of discovering and rediscovering that it helped to shift everything for me. After doing it, I thought, wow, I need to do a quick podcast episode about this because it's so helpful. And it was such a positive affirmation and validation for me as a reminder of the fact that coaching does work and my approach to coaching is helpful. It helps me, it helps others, and I hope it helps you. So I'm going to walk you through just the basics of kind of what I do with people or with myself when I'm having some sort of struggle or they are having some sort of challenge. So in my own case, one of the reasons I did this process recently and within the last week was because I was feeling really sad, probably born out of being really tired. And all of that was also creating a whole lot of mom guilt. The tired was really because I was on day 5 of getting really broken up or reduced sleep because not only do I have a 6-year-old who often wakes me up in the middle of the night, but I decided in all my infinite wisdom to get a new puppy. And she's adorable and wonderful. But as you may know with puppies, they can be tough, especially in the beginning as they're learning to get potty trained. So the sad stuff, the mom guilt stuff, was really all about being really tired. And it came to a head for me because my son had had a little mishap at the pool the day before. I wasn't there. Everything was fine. It wasn't really a big deal. But my son didn't want me to know about it. He didn't feel like he could talk to me about it. And it was because he knows I am a worrier. And he didn't want me to feel bad or worry. And also, I think he was probably a little worried that I might get upset because he had done something that was probably a little dangerous. Of course, I wouldn't get upset. But when I found out that he didn't feel like he could talk to me about this thing, it immediately stirred up in me these feelings that I was doing a crappy job of being a mom. And all of that made me feel really sad. And I went to my journal because I've been doing morning pages most mornings for the last 2 months almost. As I've been leading people through a creative circle around the artist's way, I will link to the book and also to the creative circle, which is not open right now, but will be coming back in the winter. If you're interested, it's been amazing. But as part of that, we journal each morning or most mornings. So as I sat down to my journal, as I've been doing most mornings, I started out by just saying that I'm feeling really sad, not knowing exactly how to confront what was going on or how to move past it. Because my instinct, of course, like most people, is when I feel sad, I want to stop feeling sad. And so that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to challenge myself to go through this feeling as I would with a client. And so that means using a process I call see, hear, and love. The first piece of that then was to see what was going on, which meant I really challenged myself to name the feelings that I was going through, and here's the part that's key, without attaching any judgment to them, without tying to them some expectation for how I think I should be feeling or how I thought I should be feeling in that moment. Instead, my goal was, can I name all the feelings I'm experiencing, and can I do so by just observing them for what they are, without judging them as being right or wrong, or that I think that they should somehow be different, or that my goal is to now change them. So that looked like me saying, I'm tired. I'm sad. I feel guilty. Then once I'd done that, the next step was to hear them out. Why am I feeling tired? Why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling guilty? What's going on that's stirring those feelings up for me? I gave myself the space to just journal for a while about all of it, about how I wasn't sleeping enough and how I was tired of being woken up in the middle of the night. Not getting enough sleep was wearing me out, and that was generally just depleting my emotions and leaving me feeling down. And then this whole thing happened with my son at the pool, and it made me feel sad that I wasn't there to help him, and it made me sad that he didn't want to talk to me about it. And then the fact that he didn't want to talk to me about it made me feeling guilty that I wasn't a good mom. All the stuff I had already said to you at the beginning of this episode is what I wrote down. I just heard it out. I heard out the feelings. What did they need me to know? What were they trying to tell me? What was happening inside? I got it all out of my brain and out of my heart and onto paper. And then when I felt like I had created enough space for all of that. I heard it all out. Then I moved into the last piece, which is love, which actually has a couple pieces within it. The first part was to then ask myself to extend compassion to myself. The way that I find easiest to do this is to complete this sentence. Of course I feel this way because. So for each of those things I was feeling, tired, sad, guilty, I asked myself to complete the sentence. So of course I feel tired because I have a 6-year-old who still doesn't sleep entirely through the night on a lot of nights. I have a new puppy who's having me up a lot. My son's home from school all summer. And yes, so is my husband because he's an educator and he's home. But also, it's still a lot. My son wants a lot of my attention. So I'm feeling stretched a bit thin between work and parenting. I did the same for, of course, I'm feeling sad. Of course, I feel sad because when I don't get enough sleep, I don't have the capacity to tend to my needs and my emotions become a lot more transparent. The same for feeling guilty. Of course, I feel this way because most moms would feel that way if something happened with their child and they weren't there. Most moms would feel sad when their kids don't feel like they could speak to them. I tried to extend to myself all of the compassion so that it isn't about a personal failure, but the fact that these things are real. This is really the most important to me piece of showing up as a feminist coach because it's allowing space to acknowledge real experiences. Also, along with the truth of societal and patriarchal conditioning or other types of inherited trauma or systemic experiences. Part of that was, of course, I'm tired because as a woman, society has conditioned myself to believe that I'm supposed to be caretaking for others, that I am responsible somehow for my child's emotions. Of course, I feel guilty because moms are made to feel like they must do everything perfectly or they're bad moms. Bringing that into that conversation for myself is also important because, again, it means that I am acknowledging that real experience, both my individual lived experience, but also some of the bigger societal, systemic, patriarchal kinds of systems that are at play in those feelings. It helps to separate it from me and I am bad and I am failing and I did something wrong to anyone would probably feel the same way. It is normal and it's not my fault. Then once I have allowed for that, already that begins to lighten my load. There's nothing wrong with me for being sad. There's nothing wrong with me for feeling this guilt. It's normal and natural and of course I would feel this way. But then the last part is to actually give myself real love, which means for me putting my hands over my heart and saying, I love you. You're going to be okay. This too will pass. You will survive this. And it's okay to feel this way. Feeling that warmth of my hands on my heart, saying to myself, either in my head or out loud, and in this case, I was alone, so it was out loud. Take a deep breath. It's okay. It's okay. You're okay. It's okay that this is happening. You're going to be okay through this. That process of loving myself also then lifted so much of the heaviness that I could get to what I do after See, Hear, Love. After that process, then I move into, and now what? But before I do that process and I try to go into, how do I stop this? It doesn't work. And then I get frustrated. And why doesn't it work? And why does this keep going on? It's because I haven't actually dealt with it. And that's where I was when I went to my journal. It was like, I want to stop this. I want to stop feeling this way. So I stopped myself, actually went through the process. And then I was already through doing that. Just in the space of 10 or 15 minutes of journaling, that simple process I just walked you through, I felt lighter, so much lighter. I could feel the tension in my body leaving. I could feel that stress dissipating. And then that's when I could go into the, and now what piece? That is where I got to asking myself from that very loving, compassionate space, were there any actions that I wanted to take? And in the case of this, it was, I want to go and talk to my son, try to give him the space to feel comfortable to bring this story to me, to talk to him in a loving way that would help him understand that I wouldn't be upset, and also to give myself the room to know that if he didn't, it was okay. I worked out a plan of how I wanted to talk to my son and how I wanted to handle it, and he did talk to me, and it was all beautiful and great. But that process, seeing it, hearing it, loving it, and then deciding what action to take from that compassionate place made all the difference. So I hope that helps you if you want to use that process for yourself. If you need help actually digging into it more, you can reach out and we can have a session and talk through it for you in your own real scenario so you can see it in action and work through a real problem for yourself. I will link in the show notes how to book a call with me. And I'm also going to link in the show notes a couple of episodes from the past where I shared a couple of other more simple ideas for turning around a bad day. They're not my actual coaching process, but they're just some practical tools that can help when you are having a bad day.
Thanks for listening to the Gutsy Boss podcast at BeckyMollenkamp.com.